Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to Currently on No Other Pod. It's me, Daniel Kuser, and it's him, Chris Wright. How are you, sir?
Doing well, man. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, buddy. Got the vegan eats already prepping. We're recording this the night before, and I'm excited. I'm excited to eat a little food. What are you got any big plans?
Just hang out and eat, man. Just kind of the same thing you're doing.
You go back home and stuff?
Nope, hanging out here in Lawrence, and I may hit you up for some good recipes. You always come with that good vegan food.
Some stuff. I'm pretty sure I'm making like a cashew cheese stuffed potatoes and some stuffing and like a pear crisp or something. So
I don't even know what that is, but I'm gonna come over and have some. How about that?
Well, you're not coming because it'll be gone.
it was worth a try.
That's all right. We'll hop on and get some Call of Duty going or something. You know how it is. Yep. But guys and gals, thank you so much for tuning in. We are excited. Today we have a special guest with us from the Blue Crew, Danielle Russell. Very excited about that. I hope that was her last name. Did I mess that up?
Nope, you got it.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Buddy, what's new in the world of KC Current? You got to come hard right now. Is there news? Because we're on KC Sports Network now.
I wish there was. I was really... Yeah. Hoping that at the time of this recording, we would have some roster news, some additional roster news, and we don't have any yet. So no yet. Additional roster news just yet.
But you had a schedule update situation. Yep. What was that about?
It's basically a breakdown of when things start, and I'm going to pull that up right here.
It was misleading. I was like, is the schedule out? Am I planning away games now? And that was not it. It was more talking about the CBA and NWSL having a 6 to 8 week preseason camp as early as January 23rd. Regular season kickoff is Saturday, March 25th. That's earlier than most, right? Because now the Challenge Cup is no longer a preseason tournament, my friend. If you are a fan of Major League Soccer at all, it's similar to US Open Cup, and it's going to be played throughout the regular season. I'm kind of excited about that.
I absolutely love it. I thought that's what they should have done all along. Yeah. I know sometimes as Americans we can get used to like a preseason, but this should not be treated as a preseason. You know, there's trophies on the line. There's money on the line. You know, and I'm glad they're taking it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's exciting, dude. I guess it's also going to be the first ever women's professional soccer tournament to achieve pay equity with its U.S. peers in the men's game. So I guess that's a result of a partnership between NWSL and UKG, which is a leading provider of HR. Very exciting company.
It's about time, though, isn't it? It's about time that things they're equal. I mean, this is progress. We're not there yet, but this is progress.
I'm all for pay equity, but it's, when you hear the company, it's like having an investment firm as your kit sponsor and then, like, the other team has Xbox. And it's like, well, wow, there's just so much cooler. But I'm excited about that, man. That'll start, that tournament will kick off between, April and September, right? Like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Huh.
April. Yep.
That's pretty neat. Again, 14 home games, 14 games on the road. Full league schedule will come later. Six teams qualify for the playoffs again, you know, which will be late October. Top two seeds, of course, receive a bye. As you know, we just missed out on that bye this week, this year.
Right.
So I don't know, man. Nowhere to go but up. Pretty excited about. I mean, you could go down, I guess, but let's not do that. I don't know why.
Don't jinx us.
I don't know why I said that, but we should go up because there were some serious building blocks that were established this year, and I hope they use them.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no weekday games now, right? It's all weekend.
Is that what it said?
I believe so. It's all it's all weekend games now. So
that's wild. Do you remember when we went to like a Monday afternoon game and got sunburned?
Oh, I was sunburned.
We like took off work for this shit.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't bring sunblock. I don't know why I didn't. I think it was cloudy that day, and the clouds disappeared.
Well,
and I got blasted.
Everyone knows that the clouds actually add more to it. You're like an ant underneath a magnifying glass, my friend.
I was.
I still felt
like it.
I still have farmer's tan from that day. But, dude, you think about it. You're like, we sat in the heat for that. And it wasn't even the good season. It was the bad season at the baseball stadium.
Just goes to show. And a lot of other people did, too. And they had a great crowd, if I remember correctly. So a lot of people showed up for it.
It felt to me kind of like opening day at the Royals or something, taking off work in the middle of the day, going to a game like that. That's not something you really do in soccer. So that was kind of cool.
It was fun. It was fun. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to take off November 11th ahead of time this year?
What the hell is that? What is
that's the day of the championship, my friend.
Well, are we allowed to take off like 12 months ahead of time?
I mean, I don't want to be that guy whose team is playing in the finals and I didn't.
Yeah. Wait, November 11th, isn't it a Saturday? Like, why do I have to take off?
I mean, you know, traveling, right? Like, you know, okay. when you went to Vegas, you know, and I went to, yeah.
You're right. Plan your trips accordingly because we coming back to the chip, baby. We coming back. Is that how you say it? Is it the chip or the ship?
I think it's ship, but I will let you just go with whatever your heart's feeling, man.
My heart's very full, man. Let it go.
Yep.
You know, something I probably will then. I'll probably look at taking that Friday off. And then if we don't get there, then you
always take off. You always take off before you do something. Dan, you do that more than anybody I know. You always have that holiday. You have a day off before.
That's true. For anyone who doesn't know, Chris and I work together. And, you know, he won't see me logged on. And he'll text me, be like, what are you, off work? And I'll be like, I don't work when USA plays in the World Cup. What are you, off work? Yeah, man. KU's playing today. What are you talking about? something else to note, by the way, Casey Current and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City have teamed up to launch a very important behavioral health initiative. I think it's no doubt in my mind. It's no secret that mental health is now cool. I mean, if you're not seeing a therapist, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, if you're not doing things like meditation or something to help your mental health, working out could be one. What's your problem? Because it's 2022 and mental health is awesome, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What do you do for mental health? What's your initiative?
I talk to you.
What? You don't want to do that. That is poor mental health.
I should look at some stuff because I don't do a whole lot. But I do know some people who have started to really focus on their mental health, and I've seen a great improvement.
How are you going to dig through your childhood trauma? You have to solve your past.
I need a qualified professional, so I probably should not go to you.
Don't go to me. Look at my hair. I look like Jesus.
You look like...
Don't come to me.
A tattooed Graham Zusi. Don't sell yourself short.
You're not. Look, it's Jesus. All right. Solving the problems.
But I think I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great thing. It shouldn't be a taboo topic. It should be something that we're all comfortable, speaking up about. And I'm glad that they are working to bring awareness to such an important issue. And if you're not right, if you have bad mental health, it affects everything else. So that yourself should come first.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, guys. You got to think like, oh my God, I was so messed up as a kid. So I'm probably messed up now. Someone needs to unzip me. Someone needs to get me, you know, unlocked and fixed, you know, and repaired. I guess this isn't really, you know, this is just two organizations coming together, providing resources. I know there's a website in here, kansasitycurrent.com/sidelinethestigma, and has a bunch of access to like training opportunities, mental health statistics, and contact info for like crisis lines and stuff. So, if you're still making fun of someone like going to see a therapist, like take a minute, because you're the odd one out. Like you're the problem here.
Not cool, man.
So when are you gonna go see a therapist then? What's going on? Talk to me. Talk to Big Daddy.
You're not qualified, sir. You're not qualified. That's
right. I'm working on it. I'm licensed in bird law. That's about it. I'm not licensed in this. So
I will always catch "And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia" reference. So
sometimes I throw those references in for my own sake. My wife will say sometimes she'll go, "Do you just say these things sometimes on the podcast as an inside joke to yourself? Cause Jimmy doesn't get it or Chris doesn't get it." And I'm like, yeah, I guess it is for me.
Anybody who wants to listen to it, I guess. Yeah, right.
I enjoy it. Whatever. Makes me giggle. Yeah. Man, we have a very special guest on today, and you want me to kick it over to her right now? You want me to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Danielle Russell is her name, and she has been a board member on KC Blue Crew, and she's going to tell us all about it. So without further ado, maybe we have some sweet jazzy transition music to get you to this interview.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here we go. All right, folks. Thanks for staying with us here. We are here with Danielle Russell. She is a board member on the Kansas City Blue Crew, also known as the Kansas City Currents Supporters Group, the go-to crowd that gets rowdy and does not ever shut up during games. Danielle, thanks for being here. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. So just finished up work for the week. So, you know, doing great, actually.
Yeah. Well, we are thankful that you're here. This was our Thanksgiving episode. So thanks so much for being here. And, you know, what tell us a little about yourself. I mean, you've been a board member for a little bit. What do you do? Give us the rundown.
Yeah, so I kind of moseyed my way into this group all the way back in 2014. So back when at that point, FC Kansas City was playing at UMKC. So, I mean, it was way different than it is now. So just been involved for a while. I do media stuff, so I'll help run social. I tend to do, you know, interviews and doing podcasts like this and just, you know, anything I can do to help promote Blue Crew and let people know about our group and about the Curd in general.
That's fantastic. So I got the most difficult question for you right off the top.
All right, let's do it.
What was the moment you became a supporter of women's soccer?
It was the 2012 Olympics. I had kind of dabbled before, you know, watching, I remember the 2008 Olympics, the World Cup in 2011. And back at the 2012 Olympics, I was following it. And then there was a US-Canada game. If, you know, the people who remember back then, it was legendary. And I watched it. I was like, oh, no. Just knowing that, yep, this was it. I'm in. So that was the second.
That's awesome. So do you know when exactly was the KC Blue Crew created? Do you know the year on that?
I do. It was 2012. So that was actually before one game ever played. It was the day the league was announced, all the teams, and Kansas City was announced. And so our founder, Kat McIntyre, just created the group, created the Twitter. And as she tells it, I mean, I have no way of confirming, but we were the first supporter group in the entire league.
Love it.
Wow.
Now I know you, you told me Kat was the founder. Did you have to get Kat's permission to come on here? You mentioned she's very busy and everything.
They trust me for some reason. Yeah. So I just, I do it. And then I'm like, hey guys, I did a podcast. What do you think? So
I did a podcast. Tell me I'm good.
It's fine.
That's awesome. So do you have any kind of info, like how that group got formed, like how it came about, or any behind the scenes conversations on that?
Yeah, I mean, Kat just got really excited and, you know, started the Twitter and started that. And then slowly people kind of came in. So we have a lot of the originals still involved. Kirsten Ross, who does all of our TIFOs. So if you see all those TIFOs, a lot of them, either she designed it or she at least spearheaded the painting. So she was kind of second right in there. And then we all just kind of slowly came in after the 2014 season and all the way to the end of FC Kansas City. And then luckily in the last few years, we've also gotten a lot of new people involved. So it's great. Yeah.
Absolutely. So yesterday there was a very special announcement. FC KC legend Lauren Holiday was announced into the Soccer Hall of Fame for the class of 2023. Give us your thoughts on that. Do you have any fond memories?
I cried. I'm not going to lie. I cried. So for anyone who wasn't, you know, watching the team or the league back then, it was very different than it is now. It was a lot smaller, probably a little too personal with some of the, you know, we were too close, all that. So we actually really got to know Lauren as a person, in our small group. You know, she always came and talked to us. She's actually friends with Kat, our founder. We got to know her husband, her parents. So we all, you know, got to know each other, and I can't think of a better person. Lauren means a lot to us still. She's been retired for 6 years and we all still get emotional when it comes to Lauren. So I think that it was such an obvious choice, especially she left her career on such a high. She scored the game-winning goal in the World Cup that summer, won the second championship with FC Kansas City that October, and then she retired on top, and she's amazing. I can't think of a better person to go in the Hall of Fame than her.
It's interesting to think how different things have have gotten. Like you said, fans probably had way too much access
too much
to these ladies. Like, just dangerously close. I mean, it's a respect issue, is mm-hmm. what it is. I mean, they didn't respect women's soccer enough
exactly.
to put it on the men's stage and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, as I became a soccer fan in general in 2014 Men's World Cup, mm-hmm. And I started looking at FC KC around that time as well, maybe 2015. They went on that run, a couple NWSL titles. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, they're a big deal. And the moment I started to kind of get interested, they're gone.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess I don't really care that much anymore because I don't have a team. So now do I support Utah team? I don't. How was that when the team left? What was the overall feeling in the Blue Crew?
Oh, it was devastating. I mean, not to be dramatic, it was one of the worst days of my life. So it was hard. And I think none of us really knew what to do, how to support. I know some people followed Utah for the players. I could not. One, I'm also a Sporting KC fan, so I could not support a team in the Real Salt Lake organization. But two, it hurt. So, you know, some of us, I tried to become a Chicago fan. I tried for all those years until we got the team back. I really did try. And I think a lot of people actually lost a little interest because it hurt. And because there was a, you know, disrespect was kind of a word you said, the lack of respect. And I think that a lot of that was apparent when that team folded. And so I think a lot of people had to reconcile their feelings with wanting a league to survive, but knowing, you know, watching the worst of the league at the same time.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, and I'm at fault here. Like, I didn't make it out to support. They were at Swope Park. It was a little ways away. It just, maybe the marketing was bad. It just didn't interest me.
It was horrible. I mean, it was bad. You know, it was easy to blame a lot of the Sporting KC fans for not showing, but, you know, there was no money invested into marketing. There was so much wrong that there's a lot at fault, but I think that ownership really screwed over. And so it was really hard to get people to come out to Swope Park, because who wants to go to Swope Park to watch a professional soccer game?
Yeah, exactly right. And you mentioned trying to become a fan of Chicago, and I had moved to Chicago for a couple of years and I tried as well. That's not easy either. They don't even play in Chicago.
Nope.
It's absolutely bonkers. But so fast forward, I'm living in Kansas City now. My friend Chris here messages me these rumors that, hey, Brittany Mahomes and the Longs, this might happen. I'm like, what? Okay, I'm excited. He's like, get excited, because we're getting season tickets. when this happened, it was just a resurgence, right? Like, what was that feeling?
It was wild. I didn't expect it. Like, I had heard the rumors all summer myself. You know, certain people heard from people associated, and I was like, no way. Why are you trying to get your hopes up? Calm down. And then it started like, oh, there's something to this. And I think that the day I figured it out was Angie Long followed Blue Crew on Twitter. And I never got rid of the column on TweetDeck. I always kept our Blue Crew column. I couldn't just delete it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, she's the one I've heard rumors about. Why did she just like our account? And then it happened, and it was so just, it's unbelievable. It really didn't seem like that could or should happen. And it was, you know, the Longs, and it was Brittany, and it just seemed so happened so fast.
Yeah, it's super fun now, right? It's just everything's just way different.
Yeah, it's so different. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
I think the fun thing, you know, being a fan of FCKC and now, and look at the ownership groups, it cannot be more night and day, and the contrast cannot be greater.
Yeah.
So what's your relationship like with, you know, as a Blue Crew with the team? I noticed you guys were in a commercial. Mm-hmm. They've kind of accommodated you guys in certain ways. What's that relationship like?
I think we have a really good relationship. I think a lot of people with the organization trying to figure out, you know, how our relationship can be while respecting our independence, because supporter groups should be independent of the team. That way, you know, if something happens, we can speak out, all this. So I think the team has done a really great job of trying to navigate that, putting out suggestions. And if it's too much, they respect if we're like, hey, we're not comfortable with that. So it's been really fun to see, the organization just want to help us in any way possible. And that is, you know, you can't ask for a better, you know, FO who's willing to do that for a supporter group and for fans in general.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They've reached out to us for some reason for things. And I'm like, do you know, we're not anybody really. Hey, we'll do whatever you want.
I think a lot of it is because they hire, you know, there's people who, you know, not necessarily from the area, but they've also hired a lot of people from the KC area who've been involved in the soccer space for so long that they, you know, can have suggestions and know who to reach out to, what's important to fans. And I think that that's made a lot of difference.
Yeah, they definitely seem to care about everything. They care about women's soccer. And mm-hmm. I think that's gotta be item one in an application probably. Yeah, I'm an accountant, but I care about women's soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the work does not stop during the off season for clubs and mm-hmm. supporters groups, and fans just sit there patiently waiting for the next season. What's the off season like for the KC Blue Crew? What do you guys do to prepare for the upcoming season? Any fun things to talk about there?
We try, you know, it's a delicate balance at the beginning of how much can you rest, because I think that anyone who's been involved in a supporter group knows by the last couple games, you're just tired. And as much as you love it, as much as fun as it is, it's like, I just need a break for a little while. But, you know, the off season's not long. So we right away get into how are we going to plan our, you know, structure with elections or different positions. We got to do that sooner rather than later. You know, partnerships, which is something that doesn't seem like, you know, back in the old days, if you told me that we had to reach out to people to partner with, I'd be like, that's not real. But, you know, we've been trying to, you know, set up some partnerships or at least, you know, start conversations. We can't hold off on that too long. And then, you know, before we know it, it's going to be January. We got to come up with, you know, membership packs, and you can't hold off on ordering because, you know, it has to be manufactured. So it's just this, you know, it's the holidays. I want to rest, but how much can I rest? And, you know, not as long as we used to. That's true. The answer.
Holiday is not a time to rest for supporters groups because you got to ramp up and get ready to go in February, March, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. The season starts earlier than, you know, it used to, which means we have to get everything done earlier. So, and if we don't do it now, then we're all really going to hate ourselves when we're rushing to do it the last week of the off season. So.
Absolutely. So we went, Dan and I went to the national championship game, which was an amazing experience. And not only for the game, but like some of the, you know, the events that took place mm-hmm. prior to the game. And I saw you, and I believe it was like one of the evening events. Oh, no. It was, you know, there was a ton of fans there from obviously the current, but every other mm-hmm. supporters group, it felt like.
Yeah.
And I talked to them for hours, mm-hmm. You know, and even though we might have had differences as a fan in terms of, you know, quality and stuff like that, one major overarching theme I saw was, I can't believe this is prime time. We've come mm-hmm. a long way. There's a greater overarching, you know, purpose here that women's soccer is now, you know, it's getting to where it should be. Were you seeing those conversations and having those conversations as well?
Yeah. So I kind of alluded to the independence earlier. We're part of the Independent Supporters Council. And so, you know, for those final weekends, we get to touch, you know, base with these people we know through that and, you know, network. And all of us, a lot of us have been around since the old days. I remember the 2015 final, it was on a Thursday night, you know, in Portland. So getting that prime time, getting sponsors who are willing to put up the money to put us in prime time, because we had, you know, the league has the old Paramount Plus deal that, you know, that 12 p.m., 11 a.m. kickoff was what it was supposed to be. But Ally was willing to put in money to make sure we were prime time. And that's so different. And so, yeah, that is something that came up a lot was, you know, can you believe what it is now compared to what we did, you know, just 5 years ago?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I had completely forgotten that it was supposed to be at 11 a.m. Like, that is just, it's mind blowing, but that I'm so glad that got changed.
Yeah.
And not just held in any stadium, like Audi Field is a relatively new mm-hmm. Stadium. It's not as good as Children's Mercy Park, in my opinion. It was not that exciting to me, but it's a new stadium.
It was all right. I mean, it was nice. It's yeah. No Children's Mercy, like you said, but
it was fine. It felt like a college football stadium or something. I don't know. It didn't really feel like a soccer specific thing, but I don't know how they do it in DC.
But they had spiked hot chocolate. So, you know, there are some advantages to that. You know, it had some good things.
It was, yeah. And steep stairs that will burn the heck out of your quads.
Yes. My feet were already hurting before just because of all the weekend event. And I'm just trying to go up those stairs. It's like, no, I'm not going to make it.
You're like, I am not old, but I'm feeling it.
My knees feel ancient right now.
Hey, well, some people listening might know that you also the Blue Crew tailgates games. Mm-hmm. Some people might not know that. So for someone who is maybe going to a Blue Crew tailgate for the first time, what should they expect? Should they bring something? Should they just bring themselves, bring friends? What's that experience like?
anything. One thing with tailgates is it's probably our biggest driver in membership, which that's not why we do it, but that is an advantage because we want it to be a fun, open place for everybody. We don't require you to be a member. You know, you don't have to put in money because we don't want it to be cost prohibitive. So show up if you want to bring stuff. Lots of people bring stuff, which is great. That's cool. If not, if you know, have friends who want to bring, that's cool. Otherwise, one thing that we really try to do is talk to people. I'm very introverted, but at tailgates, I'm like, nope, got to talk to people. This person's new. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So you'll meet friends. I mean, it's not, or these tailgates are a lot bigger, but that's how I became friends with people back in 2014 was I just showed up to a tailgate and then started talking to somebody and started talking to somebody else. And now, you know, I'm a bit involved for 8 years. My best friends are now, you know, these people who I met back then are my best friends. So I'm not saying you'll meet your future best friend, but you know, some people you could. You could. Yeah.
I met this guy at a tailgate.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, I talk all day with some of these people and I wouldn't have known them if I didn't show up. So, yeah, we just want people to show up, feel like they have a place. That's really important to us. Whether, you know, you want to become a member, whether you even support the current. I mean, one thing we try to do is if you're a traveling fan, please come because at the end of the day, we're all trying to support, you know, we have the same goal is to support all the players in the league. And maybe we just support more players, you know, different players more. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the players. It's about the sport. It's about the league. And it's just about having fun. Sports are fun. Why make it too serious by being like, don't show up, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So when I went to my very first Blue Crew tailgate, I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. It was my first time. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I just showed up. I think at the time, I think I had a beer because I was so nervous. You guys gave me a beer. And I'm just, you know, you guys came and approached me and started talking to me. And for somebody who felt kind of, you know, showing mm-hmm. up, seeing new people, it felt very welcoming, which was, you know, to be honest, is different from past, you know, mm-hmm. tailgates. So, you know, as somebody who was a first time, you know, tailgater at the Blue Crew, I thought that was fantastic. I really appreciate that. But for anybody listening to this podcast and are interested in joining a tailgate or like to, you know, join the Blue Crew in general, how would they do that? Where would they go?
Yeah. So I hesitate to say that Twitter is our probably best place to hope because, you know, none of us know what that's going to look like by the, you know, next year. But, you know, social media is where we try to post stuff, whether Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if it's still there, if I have to create an account on some new site, I don't want to do a Mastodon, but I will if we have to.
What is that?
I don't know. It's the first time I felt old with social media. But that's where we drive, whether it's, you know, tailgate, we'll try to promote it there. Membership packs, you know, they're closed for now, but when they're open, we'll push that on social. You know, you don't have to be a member to come to events, but membership packs will help with stuff. Like those tailgates, you know, the TIFOs. It's
cool shirts.
You get the cool shirts. It helps just with supplies. Now that we have, you know, a drum line, which is wild, you know, membership packs can help with maintenance for that because they beat up those drums. I mean, Carrie, who runs it, was kind of going down the list and they beat those things up. So, all, you know, membership packs go to stuff like that so we can continue not making a public school teacher pay for it out of her pocket, which is very important, I think, to everybody. So
that's probably wise. You know, similar to public school teachers finding second sources of income, we got players finding mm-hmm. sources of income these days. So it's not okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, Danielle, gosh, last but not least, Chris and I, we're new, no other pod. We've been doing this for, mm-hmm. I don't know, what, 5 years, something like that. So we're new to the NWSL podcast game, but we figured KC Current need a voice. KC Current needs someone talking about them on a regular basis. As a fan yourself, you don't work for the club. You just love to watch the club. What would you like to hear more of from a fan-led, because that's what we are at the end of the day, a fan-led KC Current podcast?
I mean, I think that a big thing is just content like you would have for every other sports. And I think that that is not something that's always been there. I think that we've always kind of like, I don't want to say coddled because that's not the right word, but we've always been like, oh, it's women's soccer, you know, have to do this. But it's a real sport. These are real athletes and it's a real sports league. So I think content mm-hmm. that is what people would do for Sport and KC, you know, stuff that you would do for the Chiefs and Royals and stuff like that. It's, you know, treating them just like any other sports teams. Maybe not, you know, there are some, you know, I'm not saying this is, but, you know, other places, you know, there are kind of toxic, like, sports media stuff. So maybe not quite that sports level, but, you know, having a professional conversation, professional content, and treating these players with respect is, at the end of the day, that's what any fan wants.
You're right. We actually had a conversation about that. I think Chris had said something like he doesn't want to necessarily go too hard, you know, and I said, no. Yeah. I said, if you're going to go hard on a man and their play in the game, you have to criticize as well, just like you would praise and praise, treat equal, right? I mean, with respect, of course.
With respect.
So
I think it's a good, you know, having that also makes you rethink how we treat male athletes as well. Mm. And, you know, bashing these guys, it's not necessarily okay either. So I think that, you know, as women's sports become as equal in media space and all that, it's kind of nice that people are like, okay, can I revisit how I talk about every athlete? Because at the end of the day, these are humans, you know, just going to work. So I don't want somebody yelling at me because I'm not doing a good job at work. So
exactly. No, great point. You know, if you're yelling at a man and you're now yelling at a woman, it's like, why are you yelling in the first place?
Exactly.
This is a game. This is a children's playground game. Let's all relax.
Exactly. It's just a game. It's not that serious. You know, let's have fun. But, you know, also, you know, I can be a little harder, like, oh, hey, maybe this wasn't a good thing to do. I'm not going to just sugarcoat it. That was a bad foul, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. We all have players on the other team that we hate. We might not be flipping birds or anything like that, but we are definitely throwing slanderous words.
Yes. And I have plenty.
Yes. We all have that one player on Portland that we don't like or something.
One from most teams. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, Chris, do you have anything else, man?
No, I think you covered it really well. I just would like to throw in there that, you know, I completely agree with what you're saying. You know, when we created this podcast, we wanted to treat it, like you mentioned, exactly like we would a man's. Like, we want to cover the NWSL draft. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something, I'm big with the draft in all sports, and it bothers me that the NWSL does not get the recognition. It was on Twitch, I think, mm-hmm. like last year. There's not much coverage as far as players and you know, positions and stuff like that that teams are looking at. So that's something that we really want to provide, you know, just give it the exact same equal treatment that you would give any other sport. And as we do that, you know, I hope we can create some, you know, great informative content for everybody.
And stuff like that also pushes the league as well. So, you know, when people want to cover it just like any other draft, it's going to push, you know, the league to be like, oh, maybe we need to treat this better. And for people who've been around a lot, I mean, that Twitch broadcast was a lot better than it was in 20, you know, what the draft was like in 2014 and 15. So, true. You know, pushing the league to treat them like professionals is only going to make, you know, it better.
Well, and it's really easy to put MLS and NWSL next to each other because mm-hmm. it's domestic leagues, whatever. But I would argue that NWSL draft is way more important than the MLS draft.
Absolutely.
MLS, those people getting drafted are not necessarily getting minutes. No. These ladies getting drafted, they're getting pretty crucial minutes. The top draft picks are very important players.
So. Exactly. Yeah. It's just how soccer is, at least here, for, you know, the men's game, it feels like college has never really been the important thing. But as women's soccer, especially in America, has taken off, we do use the college system as so much. So yeah, just like you said, it's even more important than, you know, the MLS draft per se, because look at, you know, if you look at the roster for this last season, how many people on that starting roster did we just draft a year ago, or, you know, to, you know, the first draft or the second draft? We had so many rookies. So it is really important. And so, yeah, like you said, traded important.
I love it. I'm excited for it. Danielle, thank you so much for being on here. You're clearly a pro at being on podcasts, because this was a very fun conversation with you. So we thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
We will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Danielle. All right, man. Holy cow. That was awesome.
Fantastic. She's the best, isn't she?
Yes. And you are becoming a better interviewer. I know she wasn't Lola Bonta, so you weren't as nervous, but more things, more interviews, you get more comfortable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've spoken to her before, so that was not the first time.
Right. I've basically talked friends. To her.
Yeah. I mean, we basically, you know, we talk all the time.
They gave you beer at the Blue Crew tailgate, and you're not even that much of a drinker. So you were probably effed up, my man.
I was
just hammered.
I was not messed up, but, you know, the beer was a pleasant introduction. I will say that. Very pleasant.
Gotta loosen me up. I'm a little tense around here.
They saw me. They've never seen me before. They basically just said, come have a beer. And I was like, yes, please.
Were you by yourself?
I was, because.
Oh, so they were like, this guy looks sad and lonely. Let's bring him over. Let's sell him a shirt.
And I did join that day as well. So yeah. It worked. And, you know, one added, and I didn't mention this in the interview, but one fun and added benefit is they have a Discord server.
Yeah.
So you get to partner up and you know, mingle with all the other Blue Crew members, and a ton of fun information, a ton of commentary, news. As soon as something happens, you better believe it is going to be on the Discord server pretty quickly.
You're so right. We are on the Discord, fantastic. My friend. We've been shared on the Discord. Kind of a big deal.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It feels my surreal.
My wife's in the Blue Crew as well, and she follows that and gets on there, and I think she's how we found Danielle's name, to reach out to her and have her come on here. So I'm just really gracious that she gave us her time on the eve of Thanksgiving. So hopefully you guys had a chance to listen on your way to your family's house, where you guys can fight over Twitter or politics or whatever we do on holidays. Don't do it. Don't fight with your family about politics on holidays. You shouldn't do
not
it.
Not worth it. It's not good for your mental health.
It's not good for your mental health. A health initiative. That's there you a callback. Go. I tell you, one thing I loved, man, and I think it would have been really cool to be on that ground level with the Blue Crew. And I'm so sad that I can't say I've been a fan this whole time, like FC Casey. You know, I do remember watching the finals back in 2015, whenever it was. I do remember being excited. I was like, well, that's Kansas City team, dude. Like, you got to support. You know what I mean? It's just what you do. And I guess I'm glad I'm part of it now. And it's bigger and flashier now. And it just seems, I'm like a retro guy, right? I like older things. So to know that I was in there from the start would have felt so, you're so cool, man. You've been supporting from the beginning almost, right? Like, you've been in it since 2012?
So we went, well, not 2012, but like immediately after. So I went to a few games, and I lived about an hour and a half away. So it was not
Lawrence,
an easy,
right?
Yeah, Topeka at the time.
Oh.
So it was not an easy commute. It was not an easy way to get there.
You drove 90 minutes. You drove 3 hours round trip for women's soccer that wasn't even that big, you know?
It was special, though. And I remember seeing the Blue Crew, like, oh, I want to be, like, that's so cool. Like, I want to kind of be a part of that. But when you only go once a year or twice a year, it's hard to make happen. So the fact that I get to make up for that now, it means everything. It means everything. So if anybody is upset they missed out with FC KC back in the day, do yourself a favor, join the Blue Crew, get a cool t-shirt, join the Discord server, and come say hi to everybody.
Absolutely, man. You need to cut the sleeves off that thing. You're busting out of it. It's insane. Just look at this guy, just jacked to high heaven. I don't get it. just does curls, just does dumbbell curls all day.
That's
let,
all I do.
Let me just crush on my friend here. Just
six days a week, just barbell curls.
6 days of arms, never sore because he doesn't give it a chance to rest.
That's not true, by the way. I don't do it. Anybody out there? It's not
That'd sick. Be weird, dude. Walking around looking like Popeye. That'd be freaking.
it would be.
Well, join the Blue Crew because being out at these games now, man, it's just so exciting. I'm so excited that you you and your partner, Vanessa, come up and meet us for these games at Children's Mercy Park. We got one more year of that, and then we're heading out to that new stadium, Riverside. It's going to be just a great time. So what else do we need to cover today?
Anything, we have a history-breaking situation here. Jenna Weinbrenner.
Okay. All right. You're going to tease it. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
Are we teasing it?
No. She is, you know, during the off season, she is the first women's assistant coach for the Major Arena Soccer League with the Comets. Is that correct?
Yeah. MASL, man. It's a exciting time. I saw this. I was shocked. I was like, she's still playing, right? Because that's not old.
Yeah, she a first or second year player now, so that yeah. scared me initially. I was like, oh no, is she moving on? But no, nope, yeah, she is just taking her talents elsewhere. Bringing it back.
My first thought was like, oh, maybe she's not having fun playing soccer, and that's understandable, right? You stop doing something when it stops being fun,
right?
I've always said, if this podcast stops being fun, I don't want to do it anymore, see you later. But yep. Like, she wants to do something else, and my God, put that on your resume. Yes, I'm a professional women's soccer player, but here I am putting in time on the side to mentor these players in this other league, coach, share my expertise that I'm learning in the pro game, and potentially have a career there when soccer's done, when her playing career is done.
Yeah, it's always important for any professional to have, you know, something that they're passionate outside of play, right? Something to fall back on, you know, heaven forbid injuries. You just never know what's going to happen in life, but to have, you know, something is fantastic. But let's, you know, she's going to impart a lot of awesome knowledge and wisdom, and she's going to bring some back. You know, she's going to bring some great knowledge back, but at the same time, that's going to help build her leadership abilities.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much to learn from being an assistant coach. So it can only be a great thing for her.
Well, and I haven't seen this narrative out there, but anyone thinking that this is weird for a player to do, domestic players often go to like coach academy people, academy kids and stuff like that. So this is a little different because she'll be with adults, you know, and we need to get out to a Comets game, dude. Have you been to a Comets game?
I am reluctant and embarrassed to say that I have not been.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. I've never been to a Comets game. I would love to get out there, you know, talk to someone. If someone from the Comets is listening, bring us out. We'd love to come out there. You know, we'll bring our good looks and soccer talk out there. So
I have watched some of the highlights, and I tried to find I think they play on YouTube during the playoffs. I was watching it, game. And it's incredible. And they score some wild goals, man.
You and so I have played small sided soccer, and I was like, God damn, if I ever played a team like that, I think I might stop going.
it's mind blowing how good they are.
It's quick. The shots are insane. I think someone did some kind of trick shot, like behind the other foot.
Yeah.
I don't know how you even kick a ball like that. My hips will not allow it. It would be absolutely a disaster.
That was on SportsCenter, by the way, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. We should get out there. I know their season starts in like 4 days, like this weekend sometime. Oh, wow. So okay. We should look at, I can't imagine tickets are not affordable. You know what I mean? So
we can make it happen. We'll make it work.
Absolutely. What else? What else? Is that it?
I'm trying to reach back my brain to see if we're missing anything.
No, that's about it, man. I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to sit at home, feed the cats turkey. what's your game plan? Where's your family at, man? It's about family. It is like Fast and Furious. It's all about family.
Yeah, a little bit of a travel for that, but we will be giving our cats turkey flavored food, cat food. I don't know if that's we don't eat meat either, so
that's true. Look at us, we're lame veggie people. We're
boring.
It's all right. You just can't invite us out to eat anywhere. We have to pick a place. That's how it is, man. BJ knows who set us up with this. I was like, well, you brought a vegan to a barbecue joint, so sucks to do that. So.
But I just want to go back and thank Danielle for coming on. She's a true OG of women's soccer. And I mean, we don't know. She's
tweeting about the Current. You could probably go type Danielle Kansas City Current on Twitter and she pops up. So I didn't ask her to plug her Twitter handle. Do we want to plug her Twitter handle right now? Are you fast with pulling up Twitter? Should I vamp? Should I get out the keyboard and vamp? You know what that means? Are you musical?
No, I don't have a clue what that means.
Well, moving on from that.
Yeah. I just follow her through Discord. So
Discord.
No need for Twitter when you have Discord at times. There you go.
Danielle Russell. Folks, thank you so much for being here. We have rambled enough. Really hope you and your loved ones have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Your listenership means the absolute world to us. Thanks again to Danielle Russell. And Chris, thank you. Guys, follow us on Twitter. I know, at No Other Pod, at Dan Kuser, at Chris Wright 21, at KC Sports Network. You can follow us at all those places on Instagram. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can do 5 stars on Spotify as well. And God dang, we just appreciate you so much. So from me, from Chris, we love you guys. Bye-bye.